I've been traveling a lot, but I'm back. Grateful to be back.
Okay, Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis. Tana Abono. Four lines up at the end of the Amud. Tana Abono, if we learn, become like rabbis. Tana Abono. Akelev Vagdi Shedivzgoi Mimato Lemalo Peturi. The Kelev and the Gdi, they jumped from Mato to Mala. Mato to Mala. They went from below up and top.
Peturi.
They're jumping. They're jumping. So it says Peturi. The potter. I don't know how much you potter. What are you potter about? You potter. So you say, you potter.
Is there a difference between Tihur and Kipus?
The jumping and skipping? Not so much. Not so much. It's a type of a jump. Malo le maton, but if it was from above to below, then if he was on the roof and he jumped, then chayol. Right, so if it's mimato lemalo, if it's jumping upwards, he's potter. Why is he potter? Why is he potter if he's jumping from down up? Oh, so Rashi says because it's mishunah. That means Rashi says it's something to expect, but it's mishunah, so it's caring. It's not anus, right? It's mishunah. So it's potter. Potter doesn't mean potter outright. Potter means potter for nezek shalom. That's what Rashi learns.
But Rashi doesn't say that by the coast of the Maka. That's around when the animal jumps onto the Maka. That's not a mishnah.
That was an anus. That slipped. The animal fell off.
No, but that, but before when it jumped on it, that's not.
Yeah, that wasn't the mazik anyway. It wasn't the hezek. The hezek was it standing on the thing and it fell off. But also, when we talk about jumping from below up, And when we talk about from jumping from below up, we had also a gedi that jumped on a barrel, and then we see archives paid as a jump, and the whole barrel. So this must be more than just jumping from the barrel. This is jumping from down below onto the first floor. It's something which is unexpected, and therefore, well, it's mishunas, says Rashi. We're going to see it tomorrow because Rashi says it's Mishunah. Mishunah meaning that it is unusual how it jumped or why it jumped, and therefore you pay Chatzin Nezek. As we go through the sugya, we have to work out Rashi. Yes.
So jumping up and jumping down, so it's just going from one height to another. Is it onto something, or is it like from the roof to the ground? Or
yeah,
is
the
it
roof to the ground, or from the ground to the roof. Yeah.
Okay, it's not just like jumping up, like climbing up, though, it's just doing the
manner. No. Okay, so Mamato, we're saying we have to hold cot with Rashi. Rashi is actually the more difficult shitter in the suit. But Rashi is saying if it's Mamato le Malon, you're potter. If it's from Malon le Maton, you're chayob. Hold on. If a person or a chicken that jumps or skips, on the Vitanagil, should they do it if it's an old Vitanagil that skipped, then it doesn't make a difference which way it's going. Both if it's going from above down, which we said anyway, even by Kelemanik deep, you have to pay an ethic shoddy. So too with all the Tanagra, but also from down up, also you pay Nezek Shalom, Chayob, you pay Nezek Shalom. Says Rashi. Let's see Rashi before we carry on the next part of the Gemara. Says Rashi. No matter the Malam Peturim Nezek Shalom, V'chayim V'chati Nezek, the Mishulim. Why? Because the Mishunim. So Rashi is telling us the jumping of the Gdi upwards is not an oinus. If it was an oinus, you'd be bothered completely. It's something to be expected. But you did it in an unusual way, and therefore you pay Chatzin Ezek. But all the return are good. that jump. Even if they jump from below, I'm preparing as Ekshalim. Why? Odom Inami Lavuche. Even if it's not usual for the Odom to jump up, Likvates Mimata Lamala, to jump from below up. Nezek Shalim. We come to Rashi, Chayim means Nezek Shalim. Why? They ain't Odom Sad Thomas. You don't find by Odom a difference if it's Tam or Mur, if he does something Mishunah. Odom's always going to have to pay Nezek Shalim. There's no idea of Mishunah by an Odom. And therefore you have to pay Nezek Shalim. But not by Behema. Only by Behema you find this idea. This idea that there's something which is, if you do it normally, if you do it Mishunah, it's Chatzin Nezek. But by Odom you don't have that. And therefore Odom's going to be Chayim Nezek Shalim. Always. From on top down, jumping down, of course, even a behemoth is going to have to be chayv nezek shalim. Even jumping from below up, where a behemoth is going to be chatzin nezek, because it's mishunah, but by Adam, even if it is mishunah, there's no such thing as mishunah by Adam. We always pay nezek shalim. V'tarnagel, so why by tarnagel if they jump, are you chayv nezek shalim? Don't go nidalek. It's normal for chickens to jump in the sky, jump up to the next floor. It's all normal, and therefore you pay nezek shalim. So it comes out from Rashi. We've got a case, and it's really hilchus in hilchus keren. That's the halacha here. It's coming to tell us, right? If it's jumping down, it's poshut yechayv nezek shalim. That's not chiddush. Jumping out, there's a chiluk, a differentiation between a tarnagol and a gdina keren. Tarnagol, it's normal, and therefore you pay nezek shalim. Gdina keren, it's unusual, and therefore you pay. It's not an oinus. I have to stress this is not an oinus, because if it be an oinus, it would be caught completely. Very often, it's unusual. And therefore, you pay chatzi nezek. Odom, even if it is unusual, so what? You still pay nezek shonim, because by Odom, the only reason to be caught again is not oinus. The only reason to be caught is because it is. The only reason to make it chatzi nezek is because it's mishunah. And there's no such thing as mishunah by an Odom. Fine, it's clear.
So rather than about what I was doing.
Yeah, and then you have to know what the halakha is by Odom. We'll see. Okay, so then that is that. Says the next part of the Gemara. Vatanya, now this Vatanya means the question. Vatanya, how can you tell me that by Kedem, indeed, there's a difference between Malmato and Malo? And Malmato and Malo, how can you tell me that Malmato and Malo is Poto? We learned in the Braisa that even going down is potter. That even jumping down is potter. How can you tell me that you are chayev? How can you tell me that jumping down is chayev and jumping up is poto? You see, both of them are poto. That's the kasha. How can you tell me mamal and mato is chayev? You see, it's poto. Tegumar pope, the apech mipech. When it jumped down from explained or translated really literally, it means he explained, interpreted, you know, the notion interpreter is a person who is the target in the he interpreted this bryson, the apich mepich, that the animals, when they jumped and they were medallic, they did it in an unusual way. The calva, the dog, instead of climbing up in a way of sriche, which is putting its feet nails in the wall and climb, it didn't do that. It did the zakir, which is standing on its back legs and jumping that way, which is the way a normal goat jumps. A goat normally jumps with zakir. And the so up at Maple, they changed their roles. The Kalba jumped like the Zakir, like Bizkir in a Zakir fashion, which is the way goats jump. And the Gadya, the goat jumped in the way of the Sricha, in the way of the putting its nails in the wall, which is the way of a dog jumping. So it was Mishole. So when it says in this brace, Betuin, Beimamato, 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 is Betuin, it means he did it in an unusual way. But if he did an unusual way, do I say a bottle? If he did an unusual way, he should pay Chayim, should say Chayim. He don't get my Betuin, so why say bottle? When it says poto, it meant poto nezik sholem and chayiv katzi Rashi. One second, says Rashi, is kire pizza. Kire is a normal way of jumping. Sriche shenoyit sepono bekriso. She'ein da'okibit. It's not normal to do it that way. Or Meshunenein is unusual. Therefore, it is carried. So let's go see from the halacha that came out from the Gemara, according to Rashi, and then we'll see if we can understand the Gemara. I can't be dope. Then about the sikma halacha that came out. According to Rashi, if an animal jumps up from the bottom floor up, what's the din? Have you got a right for what you're saying? Rashi, very good. Hey, where does Rashi say what you're saying? If an animal jumps up, where does Rashi say Chayv Chatzi Nezek?
Over here.
At the bottom of the omelet, bottom of the bottom of the base, Rashi de Vemasol, Milmato, Lemalo, Turim, Chayv Chatzi Nezek, or Mishune. Which way did the D jump to be Mishune, to be Potter? Yeah. Was it Zakira, which is the usual way, or was it Sirka, which was the unusual way?
The usual way.
Yeah, certainly, even the usual way. Even the usual way, because it's not usual for them to jump from below up. That's our Russia. And what's the law? They jump from Milmalo Lemato. What's the name if they jump from that way down, from the top down? What's the law then? No.
Well, it depends on which
angle you're talking. It's always. One second. Mr. Gdi, let me just change my omelet. Go on. I'm asking you, I'll lock the mice. What's the din?
If you bring it in this usual way, then
he hides. Kai what? Don't say what
Kai. If the goat claws or if the dog leaps from its hind legs, then it will be necessary.
That sounds. So it came out. If it's going down up, from down up, always Chatzi Nezek, it's always Mishnah. If it's going from up down, then it depends how he did it. If it's in an usual way, Chatzi Nezek Shani. If it did in an unusual way, it is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek.
How was it like jumping down to what?
What up? Regular. The amount is on a tree, yeah? Yeah, regular.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Good. Any problems with this?
Yeah.
What?
So we're saying here that if it goes the unusual way, you're potter. If it goes the usual way, you're chayiv. Here we're saying, and we're saying that the usual way could be from down up.
No.
If a dog were to claw, if a dog, not a goat clawing like a dog, if a dog would claw like a dog, you'd be chayiv.
No, not going down. Only from up down. Down up always is always Mishnah. That's how Rashi is Mishnah. Down up is always Mishnah. And up down, they're saying that you'll be Chayiv, but if it's Mishnah, you'll be Potter. Okay, then?
Because that was coming down, the animal, the normal person climb up, it's not going to stay up there forever. I mean, it has to come down, so why would that be Mishnah?
How it jumps. Mishnah is how it jumps.
I know, but in the beginning, our discussion, instead of blindedly, it doesn't matter how it goes down, it's that it's always going to be shoot.
Who said that?
Rashi does.
Rashi does?
No, I mean, if
you show me the Rashi, Babakasha? Show me Rashi. There's no such Rashi. Okay, so that's awesome. Now here comes the problems with this shot. It's a shot. Here comes the problem.
Awesome.
I'll say it. Here's the problem. Number one, when the Gemara said originally Toner Abono, I care about Gdisha Dilgur Mamata. I'm going back four lines from the bottom of the album. I care about Gdisha Dilgur Mamata Lamala Pturi. What does that Pturi mean? We have a question, Mike Pturi. We have a question. How can you say it's Potter if it means Chatzin Edek?
No.
I didn't ask it. Pturi, Pturi, give me Chatzin Edek. Then we get to the next Gemara. And the next one says, Tanya, Akelevagdi, this is now, I'm sure it's from the next Omer, and it's guy there. Akelevagdi, Shedilge Ben Malala, Namat Ben Matan Amalo. There it says, Pturim. And we say, oh, that means Chatzin Edek. Pturim, Chatzin Edek. Pturim means Pturim from Edek Shem. All of a sudden it bothers us. What happened? What happened in the previous Omer? Why the previous Omer didn't bother us, and now it does? That's one problem in the Pshat in Rashi. Another problem is, the Metz is a serious problem. It's one price at the top of the omelet. And on that, it's a paternal. One word to say both cases. One word to say both cases. And paternal meant chatzinev. That's what we're saying. If it jumps from an up down, turim chatzinev. And lamata lamala says on the same aloha. Bein lamala lamala. Sounds like it's saying clearly that Yochayim Chatzinezek, Beimamalo Lemato, Beimamato Lemalo, Yochayim Chatzinezek on both cases, right? So, what's the case that Yochayim Chatzinezek on both cases? They say, okay, you did it in a shinu. In actual fact, it's not other. In actual fact, when it's jumping from below up, even if he did it in the usual way, it would have been the same halacha, right? The actual fact would be, in the usual way, it would also be. So you have to better say, had he done the usual way, it would also be. We're talking about a case where he did an unusual way. And that way, if he did it in an unusual way, both Mamala and Matzah would be part of Chayim Chatzinezek, and Mamala and Matzah would be Chayim Chatzinezek. But in a Rami, there could be a case when you'll be chayav chatzin ezek, even if you did it in the usual way, if you did it with zrika, if you did it from below. So it's all in pshat in the Gemara. Let's go over the two, because one because we got Shver and Rashi is that it says we had Peturim before Amid Beis and it didn't bother us. Peturim and chatzin ezek, and now Amid Aleph, we say Peturim, we say it means chatzin ezek, and that Gemara doesn't happen to be. It says Peturim. So we say it means Peturim and ezek. Sorry. It's a Shverkite, why the Gemara be bothered about it. And on the Aleph and not on the base. And the other Oret, which is the Oret in Aloche, the Gemara seems to put the two together. No matter, matter, all the same Alochis. When he did it in an unusual way, in actual fact, from the matter, even if he did it in the usual way, it would have been also cutting it. That's the Oret in the Signona Braisa.
And why can't you say that it's two different braces and one they were bothered by the Turin?
It's a Gemara that asks. The Yahoki is a Gemara that asks. The Yahoki might have told him. The Gemara says the braces is Turin. We're saying, if Papa said it means, if Papa interpreted it means Chatzin Ezek. How can you say it means Chatzin Ezek? So why is it called it Turin? There it is. Chatzin Ezek, Chatzin Ezek, Chatzin Ezek, Chatzin Ezek. What's the other option? Present the Pshat Rashi.
Turn to turn.
Oh.
Why should you make a Kasha if we can make them accuse each other? If we make them accuse each other.
And the opposite, the interpreter.
Right, but that.
Simple reading is not like that.
No. So if you go by his interpretation.
Yeah.
But you say that turn here, like Rashi says, then they agree with each other. If they agree with each other, then why was the Gemara asking a question based on this?
Because, so we have to say. Before he interprets. He didn't tell you, but you're done. You're basically taking the answer and saying, so what was the question?
No, I'm saying that here on the bottom means Patur.
Right.
That's why it's a question. Based on his interpretation.
Yeah,
based on his interpretation.
The question was, the question was, over here on the base, we said you're Kayobi, Nezik Shonim, and in this right, it says Patur. That definitely is a question. Here it's a jumping mamala mato is chai. And on Ahmed Arafat said, you're potter. That's a question. Have you learned? It's going to be a question. To which he answered something in Ahmed Khafiz Arafat, he did it with Shunah. That's why you can't be Chaya. Say to Shunah, you said, but okay, that's the difficulty. The difficulty in the Gemara is why in the Gemara and the Ahmed Aleph, all of a sudden the Gemara asks, am I Pturim? Yahok, am I Pturim? If we're saying Pturim, it's Chatzin Ezek. So what's the Gemara asking, Yahok, am I Pturim? Right, so what? So what did the Gemara mean on Ahmed Beis? Chabad of Ahmed Beis?
How did we know it wasn't meant fully Pturim? Uh-huh. Now with this Gemara, we reveal that when we say Pater, we mean only Chetzin. Like Rashi says.
Rashi, though, explained the El Na'avman as well that way. Rashi, though, explained it right from the beginning that way. So first of all, Rashi never works that way. Never, ever works. Rashi never, ever explains based on the Haskalah we want. Ever.
Okay.
Ever, ever, ever. Rashi always goes with the Shlav on the Gemara. Always. There'll never be a time when Rashi will explain based on the Haskalah. And very, very often you'll see Mishnais. Rashi will explain the Mishnah, not like the Maskalah of Sugya. Rashi always explains the Mishnah, I'll be the Avim and the Gemara. Always. To me, that's certainly not the Shah. Rashi does not do that. Rashi doesn't explain based on Maskalah. So, okay, so that's our on the Gemara. See, Tosis is bothered by that. We'll say, again, Rashi, because Rashi is halakhah, let's take care of Rashi is halakhah. Jumping from down up, always Kai Chatzinezek. It doesn't make a difference how he jumped. Always Kai Chatzinezek, even if he jumps the normal way, Kai Chatzinezek. Jumping from up, down, is either Chayiv Nezek Shalom if you do it the usual way, or Chayiv Chatzinezek if you do it in the unusual way. Tana Gol, obviously, is always Chayiv Chatzinezek because Tana Gol, normal to jump. I'm talking like Kelvin. Yeah.
Good question. We previously learned about the barrel and that if you did jumping up on a barrel, then that would be the Chayiv.
So I mentioned that the barrel can already, it's normal for Gideon to jump. If you don't do that jumping from one floor to another,
That's not
usual. Okay.
See,
the barrel is about this high.
Right.
It's high.
Did you say triangle is always high? Patsy?
Yes. Or another triangle.
That's triangle.
Yeah. Okay. Says Tosis. And Tosis, Adam Vitanaga, last Tosis on the page. About Roman Vase.
Just a question. I understand what Patur means, Chatzinezek. Is that common in Shas? I always thought Patur means Patur. you completely without liability.
Not common in Shas at all. That's why the Gemara asks it. What does Patur mean? Patur, how can you say Patur? Okay, it means Patur Nezek Shalom. It's definitely not common. And that's why it poses this question. Hold on with town again. And this thing is very important for Pshat and Sugya. He's coming from the case of Odom and Tanaga, but through that, we're going to have a whole new Pshat and Sugya, not like Rashi. Odom and Tanaga. It says in the Gemara that Odom and Tanaga, Shedil Bishvain.
Which toast is wrong? Sorry.
Abanabu was based in the last thesis.
Thank you.
Odom and Tanaga. Abanabu was based. 21B. Fine. Odom and Tanaga. So the Gemara said if Odom and Tanaga are jumping, you're always paying Ezek Shalom. What's the chiddush by Adam Lechai? What's the chiddush by Adam Lechai? What's the chiddush? Adam, of course, you're chai. Well, you wouldn't have thought that Adam is not chai. Of course, you're chai by Adam. Veishleima de nafke mine im hifkid beisre de chaveroi lishmoi de nafke mine as if he gave his house to his friend to look after. Right? He told his friend to look after his house. And there is there somebody who's not so doesn't have seichel, right? The person looking after his house has to make sure you have to be careful to make sure that this won't jump from below up and to break the kelim. Says Tosis, we're not talking about the Adam himself damaging. That's possible. Adam is of course chay. Adam's chay. There's such chay. Hammond would by Adam and Rashi or not chay. Innis and Meir. Adam would by Adam. Of course, Adam does always going to be chay. We're not talking about that. Talking about here, then Shomer. Shomer is only chay for things which are normal. Shame is not having things that are not normal. So if I'm looking after a house and there is somebody there who is not safe, okay, so what do I have to expect this case to do? Do I have to expect that he will jump up from the lower arm? Do I have to expect that? Says the Gemara, yes, you have to expect that Chayv Shei Tukotim will do that. And therefore, you're going to be Chayv. Hold on, but when they go from up, down, down, up, it's something you have to expect, and therefore the Shomer is going to have to be Chayv. Not the Chayv Shei Tukotim. The Shomer is going to have to be Chayv. If it's an Odom who damaged it, of course he's Chayv. There's no other minute not. The shame is whether the Shomer would have had to expect that to happen. Answer is yes. Doesn't make a difference. From down up or up down, always going to have to be a chayv. Mala lamata is poshut, not even behema. Mala lamata, we said even a behema is going to be a chayv. That's definitely something to expect. Mala lamata, we said the gedi and the kerev don't do that. So you might have thought an odom as well. No, odom and targa is always going to be a chayv, even from down up. Right?
So why do you have to say Adam and Tav Nebosh is good? Vem vilemar lemata, vem vilemar lemata. Say that in. Just say it.
That's how you speak out Chiddush. Yeah. I've told you before, that mamar lemata, you're right. The mamar lemata, you're potter. But by Odom, pain in the thing that you said anyway, you'll be tired. Or even the thing that you said be potter, yeah, there would be chayim. Based on this pshat, I just told you that we're talking about Shema. Near the farish, the Hodik Tony, Hakele Vagdi Shevildoi Milmato the Mal of Turim. That's what it said in the Brice, that Kele Vagdi, that go from below up, is Boto, the Haino Legami. Your Boto completely, not like Rashi. It's considered an onus. It's an onus. What's an onus? It's something so off the charts, completely off the charts, that cannibal D should jump up from below up onto a higher level. Completely off the charts. Why? Why? How to know that? The Hochi Itzchik. Let's see who takes it first. The Hochi Itzchik. That's why I needed you to tell me that by Odom would be Chayim. If the potter was potter menezek shalim, v'chayom chatzin nezek, but yet you're still Chayim chatzin nezek, like Rashi learned. What happened was something to expect. There was a shinoi, and my itzich lashminon by Odom the Chayim. Why do you need to tell me that by Odom you'd be chayv? It's a double poshut. What's this is said? We've got a suffix here. Have to learn the Gemara. The Gemara said, Milmato lemalo by kelev nigdi, potter. What does potter mean? Potter means potter from this shorim be chayv patinezek. What does potter mean that you are potter completely? What's the muskurishin? Maybe like Rashi, if they should be potter completely, but it's the oinus here, jumping from one floor up. Why is that onus? Maybe that's the muskarishan indeed. But if that would be the pshat, then the hemshach of the price doesn't make sense. What's the price carry on? We should know that Odom you're going to be chayim. What's that mean, Odom? Obviously, it doesn't mean the person himself being chayim, because that's poshut. Even if you're going to call it an onus, Odom would be onus. There's no chiddush in that. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is that I'm looking after the house. And I've got looking after the house. And there's a chayim shet of gotten there. Am I going to be chayiv if this chayiv shaytz v'katan jumps up? Now, what's the reason why it should be potter? What sad would there be to be potter? I'm looking after a house, and there's a chayiv shaytz v'katan there. What would be the reason to tell me that I should be potter if the chayiv shaytz jumps up? Only because of oinus. Only because of oinus. That's the only reason why I should be potter. So what did the prices say? The Caleb and D that jump from down up, your potter. All of your time. Now, why is Caleb and D that jump from down up? Potter. We've got two pshatim. Either potter, but it's mishuna, or potter completely. If it's mishuna, is it an anus?
No.
No. If it's mishuna, it means it was something to expect. But you only have chatzinez because it was mishuna. So if it was mishuna, like Rashi learns, it means it's something to expect. You're meant to expect the imjampa. You only have chatzinez. You only have nezik shalim because there's no nezik shalim by mishuna. But it's something to expect. Why would I have thought that a chesh it would not be possible? Why do I need you to bring me a bride for chamish? Oh, all of you going to be chayv. Of course. I even by dear, I was meant to expect that it would happen. So I also chesh it would not be the same thing. If Behemet by D, it's not an anus, by D jumping from Lemato, Lemala, it wasn't an anus. So then ask any school child, if you're looking after a house and there's a cotton, let's say D there, and you're looking after the house and there's a D there, and that D jumps up and breaks a plate, breaks something, are you going to have to pay?
No.
Why not?
Maybe the situation is...
Yeah, I asked you a question. I'm not, you're looking after a house.
Oh, I said I'm looking after the house.
Okay. You're looking after the house and there's a gedida.
I'm not accepting.
You're looking, you accept the responsibility to look after the house and make sure it won't, nothing will break. You are house sitting, okay? Dog sitting, whatever you call it. And you are looking after the house, you expect you are meant to be looking after that house to make sure nothing gets broken. And there's a gedida. So if you're looking after the house and that the hey aggressor jumps up and breaks something, is it something you have to say, oh, that's an onus, or is it something you should expect? Something you should expect. And therefore, how much would you have to pay for that plate that broke?
I'm asking.
You're looking after the house and there's a D there.
Right.
And that D jumped up and broke a plate.
That's enough.
Father.
No,
according to the court, the thing from breaking, so you have to be nezik shalim. Why? Because you weren't an oinus. If you were an oinus to be part of it, you weren't an oinus. It was a pshir. Normal. If you were the owner of that deed, you would only have to pay chatzin nezik, maybe. Because if deed jumps in an unusual way, it's unusual for the deed to jump, and therefore it would be a chatzin nezik. But oinus, it's not. Mm-hmm. And a shomer would have to pay nezik shalim for such a thing.
Huh?
No, we're not talking about
sitting there, babysitting, but babysitting on the as well. Just like by the person, we're saying, no. You're making a hill between the person and the deed.
Yeah.
Why would you make such a thing?
Yeah. Okay.
That's super confusing.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. So,
huh?
Keep it. So, hard. Put it in your pocket, keep going. Put it in your pocket, keep going. Okay? Except it for the time being. Hard. But if the deed is based on the reason why it falls, katinezik, the reason why only have katinezik is because it is mishunah, then avade, it's not an onus. And if somebody was a shomer, he would certainly have to pay. So if we're talking about his shomer, like Tosfos says, because otherwise there wouldn't be a chiddush bechlal by Adam. So it must be telling me there's a chiddush here. You are saying, man, there's a chidush that although by D you don't need to pay, but by Adam you would need to pay. So what's the chidush? Why by D you don't need to pay? The chidush must be that by D it's considered an oinus, and by Adam is not considered an oinus. That must be the chidush. Must be the chidush of the writer. If the reason why you have to pay by D means you have to pay chatinezek. So then by Adam, of course you have to pay, because there was no oinus. Poshul is no oinus, even by D is no oinus. So if by Adam you see that you tell me a chiddush, Adam is chayv to pay, means as opposed to G'di, Adam would be chayv to pay. So what's G'di? It must be G'di's an oinus. It must be these are in it. And that's the chiddush that Odom still chai because an Odom's not an Enes.
So the Gedid then is not owned by some third party. It's owned by the owner of the house. And so he knows that it's... No, because the owner of the Gedid, and he let his Gedid go wandering around, you know, then...
If I'm ashamed, I meant to look after the house. Who cares?
The house, but what's so you're supposed to look after...
To make sure there's no deer coming in, but it is. My chayim here is with the shmir on the house.
Even if you took it out of the shmir on the gedid and the house, you still are the din shomer. You still be chayim.
Chayim once.
That's a shomer.
Wait, which case?
If the gedid jumped up and broke a keli because of a shomer.
If it's an onus, it's only to.
No, we're not saying it's an onus.
It depends on what does. What does it mean in the dry circle? D pot. If D is pot, it means the innocent be pot. Okay? So let's go over this point of thesis. Then eventually we'll come to Yossi's kasha. Again, you have a kasha, doesn't mean a kasha writer. Kasha put in your. Okay, well, we'll put it out after. So, out loud. What's thesis said? I've told you that the chiddush of this writer must be something about Shema. By hold on. Must be something about Shema. Why do you tell me that? There's no Havamin on Odom that breaks the plate and when he jumps up or down, no Havamin in Bipotah. Even if you're going to call it an Oinus, there's no Havamin because Odom would Oinus. So Odom is literally always going to be a Chav. So we must be talking about something to do with the Shema. We're talking about Shema. And by Shema, there's two things you need to know. If it is a Pishay or Chai, if it's an Oinus or Potah. That's the two things. Now the Bryce is comparing Gdi to Odom. And by Gdi, your Potah. Now, if the Brisa by D meant that you're part of a Mezek Sholim by a Chai Chatzinezek, then it must be that it's not an Oinus. Because if it would be an Oinus, you wouldn't be Chai anything. So it must be it wasn't an Oinus. And if it's not an Oinus, then again there's no Kiddush by Odom. Now, of course, if you're a Sholim and you've got a kid there and the kid jumps up, you're going to be Chai. Because even by D it wasn't an Oinus. So of course, you'd be Chai to pay. There's no Kiddush. No kiddush whatsoever. And am I the when it says in the Mishnah Brisa the that you are potter means you're outright potter completely. But potter completely no chiyuv whatsoever. Why? Why no chiyuv if you go to the Arab? Why shouldn't there be a chiyuv? It's an oinus. Ah, if it's an oinus, now I've got a kiddush to tell you. If you're showing man, there's a kid there, and the kid jumps up. Don't think he's like the Gdi that's an Oinus. No, he's not an Oinus. Then it could happen, something which could happen, and therefore, the person who let the kid jump around is a very shame. Sorry, we got disconnected or something. Okay, say again, sorry.
We need to down with the Brisa. We need Chashu or we need the Sitter?
The Pitosis, it means Chashu.
It means Chashu.
Isn't it one
is the word Adam ever used in other places for Chashu?
I don't
know. In the Brisa that we know about Chashu, you ever call the Chashu an Adam? Because Adam is a certain Dorka. How can we call Chashu an Adam?
I don't know.
Well,
it's
important to know that.
I don't know.
You've got to tell us what Taisa means.
That's if you want to try and be like a Risha to knock off Taisa's chat. If you want to prove whether Taisa is right or Rashi's right, then you're going the right way to do it. But that's not my avodah at the moment. My avodah at the moment is to understand what Taisa is saying. Right? It's not a kasha, which is going to be mafrit here. It's not possible to understand the Risha of Taisa. You're right. If we would now want to be like one of you showing him and say, how can Taisa say this pshat? Which one's better, pshat of Taisa, pshat of Rashi? Well, let's see the notion of the Mraisa. Although more mashma, more like Rashi, more like Taisa, Taisa, like a pshat. That's not that way at the moment. The moment that way is, what is Taisa saying? Please understand that Odom means patient is gotten. And if the person is being shown the patient is gotten. And therefore, it must be his basis. The chiddush of the Brisa must be that Gedi, because of all the days gone back, Gedi means potter complete. Must be. Otherwise, what's the chiddush though? Otherwise, what's the chiddush?
Isn't it a machlokas performance by Adam?
There is, but not by Shema. Yeah, Shema definitely only misses part. That's what they said. Now, pulling out Yossi.
Is this bottom?
Yes, bottom. Shema Anus is bottom. Odom that does the damage, Odom would Oilam. The Chayib even for Anus, and it's not going to show you what level of Anus and Odom is Chayib. Yes, so this is my thing to show him what has been by Anus Gomel. That was in the third period, you have to show. Yes. Oh, Anus Gomel, did you show him to say, that Adam is potter by Enes Gomel. That's by Enes Gomel, and that's a normal Enes not. Nobody's suggesting it for Enes Gomel jumping up. So of course, the Adam would be chayim. If an Adam would jump up and break a kli, of course it'd be chayim. It's not Enes Gomel. It's not something which is off the chart completely. Right? Sleepwalking would be an Enes Gomel. Somebody goes to sleep and he wakes up, and while he's sleepwalking, he smashes into something. That's an Enes Gomel. You're showing him what's it in by Enes Gomel. But by Oynes Rahim, of course, Adam's high. Adam Murad Loiram, that's the Rosh of the Gemara. Adam Murad Loiram, Ben Shaving, Ben Amazing, Ben Amos, Ben Ots. Adam Murad Loiram. Adam is always lying. So if the Adam jumps up and breaks the Kli himself, of course he's going to be high. He has a Shalim, nothing to talk about. So as they says, we can't, that can't be the Brysa. The Brysa can't be talking about Adam Hamazi. There's no Chidush whatsoever.
What
is the example? What's
the case?
What's
the case?
Would be an
honest. What's the case?
No. I mean, it's this way. If it's unusual for a chashuv to jump, it's off the charts for a chashuv to jump from below up, then that would be called an onus. If kids only jump from the top bunk down, and not from the bottom, from the ground up to the top bunk, then if this kid did jump from the bottom bunk to the top bunk, from the bottom, from the ground floor to the top bunk, then that would be a minus, and I didn't have to explain that. I was looking after this house. What I did was I put all the chandeliers and all the silverware on the top bunk bed, because I knew this kid's here, and I knew we have to protect it, and there's no land of the kids here, that'd be a perfect thing. And you know what happened? This kid somehow managed to jump from the floor up to the top bunk. It's an anus gone. It's an anus. It's an anus.
But he broke it.
And yeah, obviously, yes, he landed and I broke it. So that's an anus. So what do you want from me? I'm not going to pay. That's what he could have thought. So by D, if a D jumps from the ground up, we send the it's an anus to your potter. What's the din by a kid? Is that considered an anus or not? Says the Bryce, it is not an anus. Kids can jump from down up. It does happen. It's not an anus, and therefore it's going to be. The shrimmer is going to be chai. The shrimmer is going to be chai.
There is no such thing as an anus by an anus.
There is no such thing. That's what this Bryce is being chadish for us. Whether it goes up or down or up, is not considered an anus vis a vis a chashu. Right? I mean, it could be the Met kids somehow do manage to get from the bottom floor to the top bunk. They do. And there's no ladder there, there's no, and they do it. They have to do it. And therefore, you won't be shaken.
So I can't see an honest transpire. Honest, I thought, was something controllable.
But unexpected.
Unexpected. I thought it was out of his control.
Unexpected.
I thought it was. Unexpected.
Yeah. The ruach is uncontrollable. Every wind is uncontrollable. But yeah, if it's ruach mitzuya, you're chayav. If it's ruach sheni mitzuya, you're potter. Right? If it's expected, you're chayav. Unexpected, you're not chayav.
If someone is guarding a flock of sheep and a lion comes, it's not.
But if it's unexpected,
you're unexpected.
Yeah, you're quite right as well that even if it is expected, there's nothing I can do about it, I'd also wouldn't be chayav. You're quite right on that. Now, onus also includes something which is unable for me to do. No, so there's two aspects of onus means something which is unexpected. That's what it means. That also includes onus is something that I couldn't have done anything. Let's say I live in whatever, Mexico, whatever it is, that the bandits were in the street. Somebody asked me to look after the house. I said, listen, they're shooting them. People are coming with armed people will rob it. I said, do the best you can.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not going to be high if an armed bandit, even if it's expected, because
it would be expected.
Even if it happens, right. But then that's a different type of thing. So I did everything I could. My habit, I can't do more than that. But here, there's also, it is something unexpected. So a plea that jumps up is unexpected. Could have done something about it. You could have hidden away the stuff. It's unexpected. You're part of Hashem and Chashu. The jump up is something which is expected, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for it. That's the chiddush. Just to make Yossi happy. Just, I'm feeling in a good mood. Just to make Yossi happy. Once we say, once, we have to make Yossi happy. Once we say this chat, that Chashu is chayiv, you're a shoyman, and you're chayiv because it wasn't a pshit, then you could say, if you want, to make the whole brice into shema, you can make the whole brice into shema. And the same story, now that you can say, and you're a shema, and a kelev or D jumped up, you'd be potter because you're a pshit. And if it jumped down, you'd be chayim because you're a pshit. Right? Now that we've changed the brice to say potter means potter completely because of oinus, and chayish is chayim because of it's not an oinus, then in the army, you can change the whole price and become one of Shoya. You could do that.
The animal was on the ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
He gets, so we're saying, don't expect him to climb up because it's not normal. So why do I have to pay attention that he's up? I wasn't expecting to be up.
No.
Yeah. Now he's climbing down. He's coming down.
But if you have a case where it was up and you're a Shoya, then you have to. You've got a person who's got two fields. Now she's going after the field, and there's the goats in the top field, and there's cabbages in the bottom field. And so you have to make sure that goat doesn't jump down from top to the bottom. That's what your job is. You're a shaver.
But
I'm not saying that is the pshat in the brayse. I'm just saying that you could say that. You could say, now that we learn the Odom is to not shamer, you could learn the whole brayse to not shamer. It's not chayim to learn all my stuff to my shem, but you could say it.
Is it?
Yes,
is
sure.
Is it normal for? I guess it is because it happened. I mean, for the Gemara to throw in a completely, we're dealing with Tilkos, Shane and Rega, and Karen, it's thrown tucked into it, and all of a sudden we're talking about Tilkos Shomer. I mean, it seems to me that's kind of off. Out of left field, as we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, is that something normal that we should expect to see?
So I personally didn't know this right, so my shema is still things. So just Odom, the keys of Odom is talking about shema. For Yossi's sake, you could say you could change the whole price to my shema. I think the headship of the Gemara would fit in so well according to that, because
it's
so what if the animal jumps and shun away? If you were showing me, it'd be chayim. So I don't think the headship of Hemshel of Brice is definitely not to Hashem. Hemshel of the Gemara.
Yeah.
But this whole Brice, if you want to talk about Hashem, no, it's all like you could. So, since we're a little bit more Tesis, still got a few more lines in Tesis. Tesis now told us that Potter, what does Potter mean in the Brice on the base? Potter Legam. Says Tesis, now that I've told you that, there's a minor in the whole Sugya. Also, Shafi, now it fits in really well. All the Masik, that what the Gemara concludes on the second Raisa, whom I told him, what the word means to him. The second Raisa said, Potter, and that else, what does Potter mean? Oh, Potter meant Chatzinet. There is the Gorsi, Ihochi, and my Ptoim. And some have a different use of Ihochi, if you're right, they were talking about you did the Shinri, why Ptoim? So Tosis says, now I understand why they want me to ask it then. And let's ask him beforehand. Demikolo, previously, Nichelim Ptoim. Originally, I was made a girl that's part of. The Sokhadai talked to an Agamikom. Originally, we thought they were part of completely. Milmala Lamato. Kemoi, Milmata Lamato. When the Bryce says, Milmala, the Bryce Mamad Aleph says, Milmala Lamato. And in the same breath, the Bryce says, Milmata Lamato. So Malmata Lamala, we know what's the deal, what's Potter and Malmata Lamala. What does potter mean?
Potter means legami.
Legami. So if he's putting the same breath, so I thought mamala lemata means also potter legami. So that's why Nigma asked, so what's pturim? Why? If you're telling me they jump from up below, and the reason why he's potter is because he did a shinori, so it doesn't make sense. You don't use the word potter for that. And I know potter meant potter legami, because mamata lemala is potter legami, like we learned in the previous braisa. So mata lemala is potter legami. So if mamata lemala is potter legami, it makes sense that mala lemata is also potter legami. And that's why the Gemara didn't understand what the word pturim meant. The mikara nichele pturim, because originally we didn't have a problem with the word pturim. The sokadaito pturim legami, comma. We thought it meant potter legami. From below up, it's not normal at all. Klal. Klal meaning onus. Another proper interpreted it to be that it jumped. It jumped in a weird way. That's only because of Mishuna. I understood before in the potter meant potter completely, mamal and matos. Just like mamata and amal is potter completely. So that's why the Gemara said, oh, what does pturim mean? What's tesis? Gemara gets mighty in tesis more than Rashi. What's the tesis? When it says pturim, I'm at base, milmata and amal pturim, pturim legami. Then the Gemara says, but there's a steer here because it said, mamal and amato, you are a potter. And here we said, you're chayim. They said, no, it was a shin. Whoa, if it's a shinoi, so why not potter me? What does it mean to say? It says, till now I thought pturim means pturim legami, not shinoi, pturim legami. Therefore, I don't understand why you're using the word pturim. Which we're going to answer, no, pturim and chatzinezek. But if we always knew pturim and chatzinezek, and no matter how much you pay, no matter the mala, if we go with Rashi, no matter the mala, how much you pay? I says pturim. So what's the price? The price is you know if you jump from the mala on the mat, price of a base of that. If you jump from the mala on the mat, also pturim. Also pturim, what do you mean by pturim? That's in it. Yehochi, what's pturim? What do you mean what's pturim? How do you understand no matter the mala? The matter means pturim means chatzinezek. So of course pturim means chatzinezek. So what's the Gemara's kasha bechla? He argued like pturim. Sticha. The matter le malo. How much do you pay? Chatzinezek. Why say pturim? Pturim benezek shoni. So I'm just telling you, malo and matter the same thing. But according to Tosfos, it's much more gishmak. We stole your potter completely. The malo and matter got the same thing as the matter le malo and potter completely. So what? Now you're telling me you're chayim. So why do you use the word pturim? Why do you use the word pturim? There it is. The yochayim chatzi nezek. Kiddush pturim means chatzi nezek. So now, according to Tosfos, what's the din? Let's do a sikkim in halacha. According to Tosfos, we did a Rashi sikkim in halacha before. Now Tosfos, milmata lemala. What's the din? Potter legam. Mamala lemala matar, what's the din? Depends how he does. If he jumps normally, I'm an exotic. If he jumps in a weird way, that's in it. But what's the word pturim mean in the Brahsa? I'm based on that. Akele vagdish edilgoi, be mamala lemata, be mamata lemala, pturim. What does that word pturim mean? But milmata lemala, how much do you pay? Milmata lemala, down up. From the places, milmata lemala, what do we say?
Well, wait.
Sure.
I'm kidding.
Connect. Don't tell me with three options. I only want one. Milmata lemala, milmata from down up. Down up, according to places, how much do you pay? Milmala lematon, maybe you pay chatzinezik. But the price is a peturim for both. The price is a peturim for both. Peturim for one means chatzinezik, one means part of the gamri. Says Tosis at the end of the omer. Veneer, the gamri be maskonim. Even if be the maskonim of the Gemara, milmal to lemalo from below up, peturim the gamri. The why should we retract from the original svar? Originally, we thought it's an onus to go from down up. That's what we thought. And we had a question for going from up down. That was the question we had. You tell me up down, you pay nothing short. You see here your bottom. That's indeed a shinim. So says there's a maskon to sugya. Down up is going to be potter completely. Up down is going to be chayim chatinezik if he does it in a shim. Right? So Tosfos is bothered about this problem, but the Braisa says the word Peturim. The Braisa says the word Peturim means two things. If it was from down up, potter completely. If it was from up down, it means potter from Nezek Shalei Bechayim Chatzinim. So there's a Maile in Rashi's chat and a Maile in Tosfos' chat. A Maile in Rashi's chat, the word Peturim is equal to Mamata Lamala, Mamata Lamala, Mamata. Kunta Rashi, how much you pay if you go from down up? How much you pay if you go from up down if it does it in a shiny way? So the word Peturim is Givaldic, the same din for both. Both of them have the same din. Kunta Tesis, Shvach, Kunta Tesis, the word Peturim has two connotations. Regarding going from down up, from the bottom up, that's the onus, but completely. Regarding him from up down, that's a shinoi b'chai chatzinim. Potter means potter chatzinim sholem. In one place you potter completely, in one place you chai chatzinim.
Even according to Rashi, where the term is consistent, chatzinim. Why is I saying potter? The rice a lot of is chai.
Yes, we do have. We do have.
Well, why is that? I mean, it just seems so misleading. It's chai. I'm saying potterim.
Yeah, pot from Nezik Shalom. That's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you a pot from Nezik Shalom. You're not a Nezik Shalom. How much do you pay? So you're five Nezik Shonim? The bottle from Nezik Shonim. Okay.
Why not say Chatzin Nezik?
Why not say Chatzin Nezik? This price is going to tell me Nezik Shonim.
What?
This price is going to tell me here it's Chatzin Nezik. You got the same question before and on the previous price. The Brisa said the Kelev Hakadosh Dilkim Hilmata Mal Peturim Lemal Hilmata Chayovim. What does Peturim mean according to Rashi? Peturim from Nezik Shalei. In the Tzion Tami Hil, in the Hil for Shemama, in the Chay for Shem, Regen, in the Chay for Regen. No, it's not Chay for Regen. It's part of Regen. What is it? It's Meshuna. I'm not answering your question. I'm just saying your Ores are already on the beginning of the Sugya. It's not something woke up now on the end of the Sugya. Story means Nezik, Potter from Nezik Shalom, but it's still carrying. Potter from Regal, Machayim, carrying. Right? So, come to Rashi, Potter means Potter from Regal. That's what Rashi means. The Maila, that's a big Maila in Rashi. The word Potter could be in both exactly the same. Faces the Tachuk. Mitzad Sheini, the reading of the Gemara reads much better than to Faces. When Faces, we only ask what does Potter mean, we only ask it when we get to the Maskan of the Gemara. But the whole way through the sugya wasn't bothering us. I mean, still now we always thought Peturim meant Potter Legami. And now we've woken up and said, Peturim doesn't mean Potter Legami. What's I can use the word Peturim. Okay, I have to tell you, Potter means when I think Shalom Yerchaim Chatzinim. So let's accept the whole in Rashi here, the Maila in Tosfos. So Tosfos got Maila, Rashi got Maila.
But it was in the Braisa.
Which one is two?
Two of them.
Okay.
According to Tosfos.
Tana Abana Akele Vagdisha Dilgoy. Well, you know what that is? It's four lines up. Tana Abana Akele Vagdisha Dilgoy. Mi Mata Lamala Peturim. If it jumped
From Mala, Mata Lamal is Potu Le Gamri. Mamala Lamato, Chayovim Le Gamri. I didn't want me to read it.
So read it and translate for our English speakers.
No.
American.
One guy here.
American.
Oh, there's one guy.
American.
Tell me about Hakenev Agdi, the dog and the goat. Shedulga that skipped or jumped. Mimato de Mala, from below up. He elevates, went in the elevating way. Peturim, he is part of from paying at all. Completely exempt from paying. Liability. Completely impossible liability. It's an onus, right? It's an onus.
It's
onus. Mamala, you asked me to read it.
Yes.
Mamala Lamato, if you go in the opposite direction, going downwards, in the direction of gravity, Chayovin, you have to pay Nezek Shoyim. Odom, if a person's guarding a house and there's a person there, and that person jumped, or if a chicken jumped, Shedilgoy, the jumped, Beimel Malo, Lemato, doesn't make a difference which direction you jumped, going upwards or going downward, Beimel Malo, Lemato, Beimel Malo, Lemato, both going downwards, which is Pasha Yochai, or Beimel Malo, Lemato, even if it would go upwards, Yochai, Chayovim, Yochai to be Nezik Sholim. That's one brace. Okay, the Gemara about Tanya, have a brace is in the opposite, Kelevakdi, Shedilgoy. If you have a dog who did a jump, pay mamata matal, if you've seen this bracelet, even if he jumps up from up down, you are potter. How can you tell me before I left in Canada, if you did a jump down, is Kayev, here you see a potter. Take him out, Bob interpreted it, the upper meat there. They did some funny somersault. Kalva bezikire, Kalva bezikire, the dog jumped on its hind legs. A goat climbed, clawing into the wall, some funny way of jumping. In which case, it was Mishune, and that's why you are potter. So the Gemara, you might have to write them, you're potter. Not potter, you're high potter nezik. So it's a chani. Potter nezik shani. This Bryce is telling you there's no kiv nezik shani. It's not regular anymore. It's now something else. Chayav in b'chatsi nezik. Can you chayav in b'chatsi
nezik? Why did you say it was chayav?
What, up down?
Up down.
Yeah.
You ever
saying
this
right?
Why are we saying
butter? That was the
question.
Why are we
saying
butter? The answer is you did the shin.
So, can
I talk about
Shia?
Oh, great question. Second place. Yeah. Second place, we're going to get to. You can share with your friends. We've gone a bit over time, but I want to just share with you an akuda that I've been struggling with over the last 24 hours or 36 hours. It's up to you to come to a conclusion on this. I'm happy to continue the share until next Tuesday. If that is what the Chabur would like, I'm happy to continue the share until next Tuesday. And if so, then the next share will be on Thursday, not tomorrow, it'll be on Thursday. If that's what I want, then there's been as many many more things to do. But if you would like, I'm happy to continue the share until next Tuesday. To show this is on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you could let me know, maybe with Ruben, I can appoint you to make a sekel and to let me know. And maybe if Svi and Misha Peretz, if you can be in touch with Ruben, or maybe Ruben can reach out to them and let me know. And if you can make it today sometime. Shkoyach. Have a great, great day.